Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is the next game in our Independence Day thing. There's gonna be more. DP, he has to leave soon, but I have other stuff coming. Don't worry. We're probably gonna be done with the AVNs, because I want to do some new shit that you haven't seen as far as hentai games. So I'll be doing that. You'll see it. You'll see it as it goes up. I'm gonna do the same thing. Basically, there's going to be two versions. Either I'm going to be sober and doing this and putting these up, or I'm going to be fucking wasted and trying to put these up. So it's going to be fun either way.
You want accurate stories or do you?
No. I'm just going to say as far as they go up. Because all this shit's going to be uploaded. All this shit's going to be uploaded.
He kissed her aunt.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Your aunt's cousin.
No. I'm not talking about during the reading. I'm talking about uploading. Because when these guys see this, it's gonna be while I'm not at my computer. So it's gonna be while I'm over at my friend's house. So when I post it, I'm either gonna be drunk, or I'm gonna be hungover, or I'm gonna be sober. Either way, you guys are gonna fucking get it. And here we are, Melissa Sunville. It's not activated, I'm a bad guy, but not so bad because I'm promoting L17, which you can support right here. And yeah, we'll probably not be doing this one again. Again, this is just for promotion and for you guys to check shit out and have fun, you know? These games are great, I think people work really hard on them. They all have different stories, some of them are very well written. It's fun stuff. I love it. I used to write a lot of kind of spicy material when I was younger, so seeing this stuff, really awesome for me. Alright, let's go. And I like MILFs. I mean, you get a lot of those when you hit your 40s.
Yeah, it's just dating at that point.
Just dating, for real. Hey there, buddy. Do you know him, Lily? First time I saw him, Megan, but I definitely like him. He's alright. What's your name, handsome?
My name is not my father's name.
That was legit my father's name.
That's not, though.
Hello, Grim. Hi. Want to keep us company? Just click on any of us and choose an action. Or you can just take a look to learn more about this object.
The one with the bunny ears. The one with the bunny ears.
Oh, we can just... Hey, we're here. Oh, don't click on that. Click on the girls. Oh, wow. It's like Laser Shoot Larry. Rabbit boy. By the way, you can look at more than just objects. Don't be hasty, Megan. Let's do it step by step. Look here, Grim. This is the event list. Here you can see your current objectives and also get tips on their completion. To get a tip relating to a particular quest, you just need to click on it in the event list. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you. Another thing we did in Lust Academy, there was a duel mini game. You actually had to fight people. Yeah. I'll be doing that more often, though. Because there's several duels. Anyway, yeah, back to this. You can also use fast travel. Yay!
Who's the one he rode on the train with up there?
I don't know.
That's the one I was waiting for him to get a hold of.
Oh, the Hermione girl?
Yeah.
Really?
She doesn't look like Hermione.
She looks like, yeah, she... She's totally supposed to be an older version. Yeah, she's an older version. To do that, click on the icon of the location you need in the fast travel menu. That's located in the right top of the screen. Oh, motherfucker. It's located right top of the screen. Okay. You can reach the city map from here. City map is only available in the street, or for your room. Oh wow, this is kind of set up like Summertime Saga then. Many places to visit will become available here during the course of the story. This is the home button. You can get straight home using it. If the map is available, of course. Oh, right. You can see the game's gallery by clicking here. Find out what scenes you missed or revisit what you've already experienced. This is your phone. You can find all sorts of useful info in here and also exchange messages and check social media. You forgot to tell him something, Lily. Oh, yeah. See that camera icon at the top of the screen, Grim? It lights up when you hover over it. You'll be able to take photos using this camera in certain scenes. It'll be undetectable for the character you're taking photos of. You can see photos in the gallery on your phone. Is that all, Megan? It's not, Lily. You always forget things. Another important thing, Grim. This is your rabbit rat meter. I use a simple name for it, the RR meter. It's located in your phone's settings. The scale will show your way depending on your actions. Oh, right. How could I forget about that? This is important since your RR level affects the story and the availability of certain scenes and actions. Who you become along the way is solely your choice, Grim. I'm sure you'll become a crafty and cunning rat. No, you're wrong. Grim is a cute and kind rabbit. Haha, no way. What are you talking about, Lily? The craftier he is, the cooler. What? No. It'd be cooler if he becomes a rabbit. He won't become a rat. He will be a rat. No, rabbit. Rat. Rabbit. Calm down, girls. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Calm down, girls. It's okay. I'm pretty sure I can handle this. You're confident, aren't you? I like that. Good luck, Grim. Okay, now what? Well, we'll see if he can achieve his goals, Lily. I think so, yes. While he had been studying in the city college, he became so determined, so committed. He can't lose all that in the blink of an eye. The guy just needs a little bit of time and he'll be okay. I'm sure he'll be fine, Megan. Well, who knows? Maybe he'll gain something even more valuable while striving to achieve his goal. Maybe. Maybe he'll be able to explore a new pleasure. What can that be? What do you think, Megan? Want to fantasize a little, Lily? Ha ha ha. I wonder what he's thinking right now. I'd want something forbidden. Deception, voyeurism, maybe even blackmail. Hee hee hee. And I'd like something more light. He has good memories. He can be a good rabbit. Well, let's find out. Yeah! The rat is cunning, the rabbit is cute and kind. I'm more of a rat. Whatever you're thinking about, whether it becomes reality or stays your fantasy, depends solely on Grimm's actions. I need to stay quiet. I don't want her to notice me. Fuck, I can't contain myself, this delusion. I can't help but use this opportunity to look at her. There we go. Oh, well, of course she's doing that, so I don't need to. What a view!
It's going down.
Shit, I can't see her pussy from here. But it's dangerous to get any closer. If she catches me, she'll strangle me right here and now. Oh, yes.
What a way to bust her neck. Strangle that snake, motherfucker.
Damn. Really going at it. Ah, she's so sexy and beautiful. She makes me so horny. The day will come when I'll taste her pussy with my dick. And he's got one of those European ones. She'll be writhing under me, moaning.
They say if you're cut and you go to Europe, that it kills with the ladies, because most people over there aren't cut.
I know. Begging me to fuck her more.
back in there when she thinks she needs to do it.
Damn. The renders are very realistic in this one, I'd say. They're pretty good.
I mean, they're good.
They show that they're getting better. Damn. Might have to make this a MGTOW.TV exclusive. Because I'm not seeing a whole lot of story. Unless there, I mean, there's got to be one. This feels so great. I mean, fuck! Oh, yes! Uh-oh. She noticed me. What the hell are you doing here, moron?
Pick it up and like it's delicious.
Get the hell out of here, scum fuck loser. What is that, like your sister? You watching your sister fucking get off? Fuck.
Is that what he said? She said?
Shit. Fuck. Rat increased. The event list has been updated. Was that some kind of a shitty dream? The conversation with my father. This train. If it was a dream, I want to wake up soon. Son, please understand this will be better for everybody. Our old family friend Sophie is very happy about your return to your hometown. She happily agreed to take you in. Especially since I've already paid for the rent of one of their rooms. But Dad, I don't want to go back. I've already made my decision, son. The train leaves tomorrow at 2 p.m. Here's your ticket.
So a perv bailed on someone masturbating.
I'll never forgive him. How could he prefer some lying girl over me, his son? No, this has absolutely nothing to do with that. What happened was in his head. It was a dream he woke up from. Yeah, that those two events are not connected. Okay. That's literally just the opening of the game.
But it looks so real.
It's clear that she's not interested in him, only his money. Well, that's a lot of women. Yeah. And he just threw me out of his life. Really? As if there was no giant city, rich house, and the country's best college. How long has it been since the day my father and I left for the big city? Well, you need to follow in his footsteps. I said, no man has ever lost women chasing money. Yeah. Feels like a whole life's worth. Another half hour and I will end up in that damn village I wanted to leave behind and never return to. I'll be sucked into this gray quagmire again. No, no, I won't allow this! I won't stay long in this pitiful hole. Now the train is rolling along. Train kept rolling. Nothing has changed since the day I left. Left for good. I didn't think I'd be back here so soon.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. Welcome back, honey.
Yep.
After an hour.
Milk. Like a baby cat.
Is this my room? I need to get away from here now. Grim, honey, wash your hands and come down for dinner. We're all waiting for you. I'm coming.
Is it all the milks in the town or something?
Might be.
Maybe. She'll see. Go to the damn kitchen.
I need to look around first. Hold on. I think they won't mind me waiting a little for me. The event list has been updated. I want to look at things first. Find things out. What's going on? This is where I'll be doing my college homework. Shit, college, I don't want to think about it now.
With a brand new 2023 typewriter.
This is what I'll be doing. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Oh, this is a steampunk reality.
Shit, yeah.
Typewriters.
There's really nothing else to fuck with right now. Oh, there's that. Contacts.
What is this
Sophie.
Wild device?
You don't want to call her.
I know of talking pictures.
Yeah, it's weird that they're giving him a typewriter.
Yeah.
Okay, downstairs.
Faucets? What are these faucets you
speak of? Door is closed. The door is closed. The door is closed. The door is locked. There is a symbol of a club.
They want to pop a titty in your mouth and you are wasting time.
This old house only has one shower.
Well, guess I had to share.
This is not very convenient. Is that a toilet?
Yeah.
Holy moly, what a weird looking toilet.
See, go to, I know our local, well, not too local, next town over.
Yeah, I don't want to shower yet.
Academy Sports, all their toilets hang out of the wall like that.
Oh wow, that's weird.
I always feel like, man, I hope their studs are strong enough to hold some of the heavy
God,
folks.
Yeah, there's some heavy folks.
Yeah.
My God, I saw a woman so big. I mean, woman was about between 600 and 800 pounds, and she had about 20 or 30 pillows. I didn't know what in there. I said, maybe she's getting all those pillows because she's going to jump from something.
It's
and she
so
needs
fat. Diabetes in her heart. We're fighting for her life.
Maybe she's going to jump from something and she needs a soft place to land, you know, when she falls, because that's exactly what's going to happen.
She's got plenty of padding.
I mean, I don't know, man. I think you need enough. I mean, all the padding in the world. See, if she jumps, she's going to leave a crater. Like, there literally could be a fucking crater.
I mean,
so,
there will be a small civilization that is wiped out.
Right. Right. From this woman. She was just absolutely enormous. I mean, I've seen fat, but my God. And you know what? You know what gets me about some of these people?
Yeah.
How can you be so fat and have such small feet? Because you would think...
Well, their feet are... don't ever get any bigger than
well, yeah, I know that. But the thing is,
flopper, you know?
The thing is, though, you got small feet, but you got this big, heavy, like
body.
Yeah,
a couple years
and,
or was
and
she younger?
All the fat is pushing down into the butt. Oh, she's about in her 40s. It's all pushing down into the. Like, it's just this huge amounts of fat
mass
pushing into the bones. And I mean, because your feet can't even support the
she
heaviness that
a
you...
baby, son of Jim.
I figured you'd have to have, like, a size 21 fucking shoe to even be able to... Because, you know, when you try to... When you have something, you know, you're trying to...
Definitely have to have something with some give for all the fat on
yeah.
the top part of the
Yeah,
foot.
That's what I'm saying. Because if you have a top-heavy object and you're trying to position it on a very small surface, like if it's got a very small bottom but a top half, it's going to be really hard to get it to work.
Doing a whole lot of walking.
Well, what I'm saying is you have to imagine how difficult it would be to walk.
Well,
because when you walk, it's like literally putting hundreds of pounds onto one leg.
Well,
it's got to be like trying to...
You know, despite their girth, they are quite muscular because they had to have muscle tone to hold their
You
frame.
Have to.
But
I wouldn't even say that.
But I will say today's foods, a lot of them are so nutrient rich, and we don't do the same a lot of us don't do the same activities that used to be normal work for a man or, you know, a woman even.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't take them no time to dust and fix dinner anymore.
Right.
Take a slap every once in a while. You know that? You know, a slap a day burns at least 10 calories. I don't know.
Yeah, everything is so old here. When was the last time they renovated and changed furniture? Yeah, that's true. Everything is kind of old. I mean, they got a typewriter. Street? I have nothing to do there yet. Nothing to do there.
Go out in the streets.
How you doing, everybody? Get your ass back in here.
Well, I reside in this house, but I'm from the streets. Okay.
Oh, hey.
You know who that guy in the middle looks like?
Finally, you brought your ass here, you moron. Why the hell are we supposed to wait for you? What a meeting.
Plug that butt.
Olivia, how can you say that? Grim, don't mind her. She's always so prickly. He's our guest. Why are you doing that?
Especially that mustache.
I'm very glad that you'll be living with us, Grim. Meanwhile, she's counting her 45 million followers. Because with a body like that, she probably would. I know how Instagram and OnlyFans and TikTok work. Me too.
I'm not beyond looking at a body, but I am not paying for...
I know, but I'm just saying how many goddamn simps there are. Grim, honey, I'm glad too that your father decided to bring you back to your hometown. And that you'll live with us from now on. The room in which you'll now live has been empty for many years anyway. And it'll be more fun for my girls now if they have such a nice housemate. I hope you can become friends.
I bet they
will. No way! And the city. What would you do there alone when your father is constantly at work? But here you can calmly communicate with friends and have fun. Grim, I spoke with the principal of the college yesterday. He looks like an old Bruce Willis.
Well, I was thinking... What's his name in Goodfellas that he died recently?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like him.
Steve
with his
Leota.
Leota with the Leota,
Your documents have already been accepted and you're enrolled there.
I used Chantix when I quit smoking.
So your classes begin tomorrow. Many of your former classmates attend this college. Great, isn't it? Ray Leota, wasn't
Ray
it?
Ray Leota. Yeah.
You must have missed them a lot, right, honey? Right. Cynthia's a year younger than you. You'll go to college together. Cool, isn't it, Grim? We're not only roommates, we also get to study at the same college. Thinking of college makes me sick. Grim, honey, college classes start at 9 in the morning tomorrow. But first, don't forget to go to the principal's office. You need to sign some documents. Yes. I'll make you sandwiches for breakfast. Do you like sandwiches, Grim? Yes, Sophie. Okay. I think Cynthia's really glad to see me. This ugly chicken has more likes than me. What the heck? Which can't be said about Olivia. I don't recognize her at all. She called me a jerk and is glued to her phone. Does this Henry even wonder what's going on? Is he always so impassive? And what attracted Sophie to him? I don't get it. I'm tired. I'll go to sleep. Yes, of course, Grim. Thanks for the dinner, Sophie. A lot more wandering around in these newer games, right? Grim, I thought you were already in bed. Yeah, I was just going to... Okay, honey, you need to sleep. You need to get up early tomorrow. I'll wake you up in the morning. Okay, Sophie, thanks. That's pretty much all you can do there.
I wonder if you can go up and visit old Blondie.
She's gonna bitch. War room. War room. I know I didn't see that right. Oh, okay, that leads into that. Grim, you're still awake? Would you like a beer? No, Henry, maybe some other time. Fine, I'll get more to myself, you hit. He becomes friendly after drinking beer, if you can call it that.
Well, he's... Boy, ain't even watching the TV. That man is brainwashed. What is that? This is insidious. They're just staring into nowhere.
I took a piss recently. I don't want to do it again yet.
Oh, I figured if you showered, someone was going to walk in on you. So, oh, my.
Who's there? Mom, is that you? I don't want to talk now. Besides, I'm busy. What is Olivia doing there that she can't open the door?
Well, take a peek.
Grim, have you come to wish me good night? Yes. Good night, Cynthia. That's so sweet of you, Grim. Good night to you, too. See you tomorrow. Well, she's nice. And she... Who's there? Oh, okay. Nope.
No tricking her.
Maybe I should run away? The station? The train? So what's next? My father's not waiting for me, so I have nowhere else to go. Oh, stay. You'll be okay.
He's kind of acting like a woman. He doesn't want me. I gotta get back to him.
It's already late. I'm very tired today and I want to sleep. The event list has been updated. I remember one night lying in my room and listening to my parents fighting in the living room. Mom cried and screamed that my father had traded us for some blonde whore. Then the front door slammed and it became quiet. Only the ticking of the clock remained. Just like right now. And I was scared. For my mother, for my father, for our family, which eventually fell apart. I hate the ticking of a clock. Perhaps for someone else, my choice of who I picked stay with after my parents' divorce will seem strange. Then I chose my father.
And he's Captain James Hook.
Although he never showed warm fatherly feelings for me. But I'm his only son, and he's able to provide me with a brilliant future. Should have been like that. Everything I was going according to plan. I went to the best college in the country. But then that lying bitch appeared. Because of her, I am here. I am now here in this hole. I think Sophie is really happy that I will now live with them. And her daughter Cynthia, too. They both seem very friendly and sweet. Which can't be said about Olivia. Grim, honey, are you already asleep? Not yet, Sophie. Worried about college? No way, I'm not worried at all. Don't worry, Grim. I'm sure everything will go well. When you and your father were leaving our town, you were in your early teens. And now you seem so grown up. You've changed so much during this time, Grim. You're so tall now, so handsome. Very much like your father in his youth. Don't worry, Grim. Everything will be fine. Right. Good night, honey. Good night, Sophie.
Anything could have happened. But it's not the option.
Sunny morning.
Where's that bald cuck wants to watch in the corner? That's the intro.
Okay. So, that's probably where we're going to leave off on this one.
We're starting too many good ones.
I know. We're starting a lot of good ones.
I got to be here for all the ones that I'm wanting to see.
Is it morning already? Oh, no. Maybe I should just pretend I went to college and in reality... No, I'd rather just oversleep. That doesn't work very well. Grim, honey, it's time to get up. You don't want to be late on your first day of college, do you? Of course not, Sophie. I made you sandwiches as promised. Get ready, honey. I'm waiting for you in the kitchen.
What kind of sandwiches? Egg salad?
Oh,
man.
I like egg salad sandwiches.
I like... Chicken salad.
I like egg salad and chicken salad sandwiches. They're both really good. I haven't had one of those. You know what? You fucking got me hungry.
I'm not crazy about boiled eggs, though.
Oh,
I'm
I love boiled eggs.
Just getting to where I can occasionally eat a slice or so of one.
But oh, wow. After all, I have to drag my feet to college.
It's texture, not the... I like really? Fried eggs and all... Well, they're mushy instead of kind of fluffy.
Oh, I don't know. It's never been an issue with me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, everybody has.
Well, crawfish, I'm sure not everybody likes that.
I like that.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
I love it when it's a spicy. The fucking get that seasoning on there.
That's the way to get it.
And you get it. You get it with the...
dead frozen.
You get it with the potatoes. Then you put the seasoning on the potatoes and the corn and the corn on the cob.
Yeah, they have potatoes. They do corn. They do mushrooms. They do sausage.
Where? Don't tell me. I'll ask you later. Yeah. All right. Anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I will be out. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with, maybe not this game, but another one. And hi, guys.
Elves, I'd like to help.
Pick this one up if you like it. You know, it's kind of finished, and they're still updating. And you can, well let's see here. Hold on. Let's see. Since I'm going to save, I'm going to go into the main menu.
Girls.
Main menu, and you can become a supporter. There's also new updates. Of course, it brings me to they have a website, guys. It's L17. L17, right there. L17.com. So you can actually probably get the game from there. If y'all don't want to do Patreon, you can probably get it there. It looks cool. I might just go buy it now. Yeah, I'm sure the devs would like that. Hey, you know,
yes,
the game you're promoting here?
Yeah.
It would be nice if you... Okay, so the English translation was aesthetic, dialectic, and bam bam. Okay, guys, you did an all right job. You know what? I wonder if people pay for this to translate.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, I'm not talking about to translate. I can't translate from another language, but I'm an editor. So I can fix what they didn't translate well. Did you notice a lot of the lines weren't completely... Like, instead of it saying who or when, it said who, it said what. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just little parts. I wonder if I can get a job doing this. Because that's probably something I would... I mean, I could do it. That's the thing.
Well, you'd have to see what place does that or how to market yourself to get
that's
jobs.
That's probably how I can... I bet I can do that. Because I do that all day long.
Yeah.
I have that weird, it's part of my tism thing where I see a word and I know it's wrong.
You got the isms.
Well, no, the tism.
Know, not the isms, the tism.
The tism. Yeah. It's part of my tism thing where I see a word and I'm like, oh shit, that's wrong. Oh shit, there needs to be a period there. Oh shit, that's not, you know, just stuff like that. And then be like,
I tend to jism.
So,
with my tism.
They're like, so Grim, you want to be the guy? Yeah, I do. Hey, any devs watching this, I'll do the fucking job. You bring me the stuff, and you're like, okay, here's our translation. Okay, this is wrong, that's wrong, fix that, fix that, fix this, fix that, fix that. Okay, we're done. Damn, you took you like 24 hours, you're done with the whole script? Yeah. Because I'm fast. I can go through the whole fucking thing and...
That would be good.
And of course, you know, you put it through the spell check. You put it through the spell check, make sure, you know, and then after that you go over the spell check and make sure, because sometimes spell check will try to check words that are just not in the dictionary. They're not in the dictionary for it.
It was right the first time, but they didn't mean.
I never do auto spell check because it always fucks everything up. When I was writing books, I learned that lesson. So at any rate, I'm going to go pick this game up from their website, and you should do it too. And, you can also support them there, and they have a subscribe star, and so do I. I have a subscribe star .adult as well. So you can support me, or them, or both of us, or whatever. I could use the money, they could use the money. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord. I am out. I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more games. And enjoy your Independence Day.
Later.